Hallelujah. I love the sunshine. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for winter to be gone. Amen. I like the sunny spring. I like the summer. I don't mind the heat at all. I'm just not one that's too much into the cold. Amen. So today, if you just open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15. Jesus said this in John 15, verse number 16. He said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you or anointed you or set you apart that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you." And you know, when you know, he says, he set us apart, he's anointed us, he has set us apart for his kingdom of God. And just as Jesus said in Acts 1:8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. And so you and I are called, he's just not called to come to church, but we're called to expand the borders in the kingdom of heaven. And God's expanding his kingdom, and he expands his kingdom one soul at a time. And we're early in the year, we're getting ready to go into spring, and the Lord just laid it in my heart, we have a footprint or a fingerprint or a print for this ministry. It's Greatest Freedom Ministries, and there's no greater freedom that any of you and I can have than through Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the giver of all things, amen. And so many times we look in many different avenues and many different directions and we find all the wrong things because God has better things for you and I. Amen. I want you to say, we serve a good, good God. Amen. And when I look at the good, good God I serve, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above even what I ask or even think. So sometimes we make the Lord small, but he's a great big God. And he wants you to know today how great he is in you. The world tries to minimize him in you, but God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen? So today our text is found in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13. He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him and whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And today, as the word of God goes forth in this atmosphere today, faith in this room will increase because God's word says it will. Amen? And I don't know about you, but in some areas of my life, I need a greater faith. I need an increase in faith. Amen? I have some areas in my life where I'm really victorious and I'm really strong, but then I have some areas in my life where I have some battles. Is anybody else in the room with me? Is anybody going through anything? Has anybody tried with anything? Has anybody tested? You're not alone. Hallelujah. None of us are alone. We're all in this together. Amen? So today, the title of this morning's message is Anointed and Appointed, Called to Reach, Called to Preach, and Called to Teach. I like to come into agreement, so if you could just lift your word with me together here today, and we're going to make a declaration. And if you will just repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house this day to do. So, Father, I just pray that Carl gets out of the way. Spirit of the living God, speak through me today. Meet your children right where they're at. And may your love be expressed in such a way that you'll show them that you just don't want to leave them there, that you have better things for them, better things for each and every one of us. May we be sensitive to the leading and the guiding of the Spirit today, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, what I was thinking about first is a call to reach. And when I was looking at this, the Lord took me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And, you know, I'll be all the way through the word today, and you have a fill-out sheet that was in your bulletin. There should be a thing for you to sermon notes. You just take notes, jot down the scriptures, and make reference to them later, because a lot of times by the time you get to where I'm at, where I'm speaking, I'll be somewhere else. I don't want to leave anybody behind. We're all on the same journey. Amen? Yeah. You know, what really ministers to my heart, God never surprises me. God had something for every last one of us today. And you may be here for some purpose or for some reason or for some other thing, but God from the beginning of creation knew exactly where you would be at this moment in this time. Amen. That's the God we serve. He's a God of now. Amen. He isn't a God of history. He's the God of now. We serve a now God. Amen. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this to the church of Corinth. He says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves by measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ." You know, we all are given a measure of faith, and some measures are greater than other measures. But everyone that's in Christ Jesus is given a measure of faith. And there's something about a measure of faith. I don't know about you, but if you go into arithmetic and you take fractions, and fractions, when they fractions come together, if you have enough of the fraction of the denominator, it becomes whole. Amen? And when our faith and our measures of faith come together in his house, together, all of a sudden there's wholeness there. All of a sudden, we should be expecting God to do everything that he said in his word he would do. Amen. It shouldn't surprise us when the sick are healed. It shouldn't surprise us when people come to Jesus and the dead are raised. It shouldn't surprise us. It should be a normal act of the body of Christ, because it's according to God's word and according to what he has said. So the Apostle Paul said to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "Not as though I had already attained," verse 12, "either already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus." He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. In other words, this is speaking about action. This is speaking about God does his part, but he's telling you and I to do our part. He's telling us that we have to press in. We have to press forward. We have to, we don't want to be laid back just expecting God to do everything. God's going to change this world by man. God didn't choose to work around you and I. He chose to reach this world through you and I. He's called us vessels for his honor and for his glory. Amen. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, anybody with me yet? I'll give you a little heads up on Pastor Carl. If I don't get affirmation, I have to keep on the same subject, thinking that you don't get it yet. Amen? 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 How many know it's okay to have fun in church? Amen. This is a joyful place. Amen? Amen? You know, I think God, he is so funny. So I wake up and I look in the mirror and say, God, you chose me. Amen. This is a happy place, guys. God reached him because he trusts you. And he has a plan in every heart and every life of every last one that's in this room. Amen. And the Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 10. He says, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they might be saved. Amen? One thing I found about the Lord I serve, he is surely in the expansion business. His kingdom is expanding. So many people say, his kingdom is dwindling in these last days. No. There's areas in the world where it's moving. One place is in America because we're so spoiled. But in other nations, he's being expanded. The kingdom is expanded. It expands one soul at a time. Then the Apostle Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, 1. He said, be ye followers of me, even as also I am of Christ. And in other words, he said, hey, I'm going to lay an example. I'm going to show you the steps. I'm going to follow the word. And if it doesn't align with the word, don't follow it. You know? So we're looking at something. God has called us to reach. God has given us a measure of faith. Everyone has a measure. We all, but we have to be always constantly, as children of God, looking at ways that we can expand the kingdom of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've read the book. And there's them that don't make it, they're going to go through hell. You think you're going through hell on earth? Amen. There's eternal hell. Amen. And we as the body of Christ, if we truly get a revelation and understanding what's coming to this world, hallelujah, we can't help but share the love of God with people. Amen. You might not know that you were coming for the evangelistic hour. Amen. Amen. But that's what the Father's about. The Father's about kingdom business. Amen. You know, before you could ever preach to someone, a preacher comes from the Greek word kerusso. It means someone that carries or announces some good news. So before you could ever you preach to somebody, you've got to reach them first. We're called to reach first. We've got to reach out and touch somebody's hand and make this world a better place if we can. That probably isn't a Christian song. I don't know, but it works. Hallelujah. I know. Please don't sing. Hallelujah. Jesus said, for the Son of Man has, in Luke 19:10, Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That which was. Past tense. Amen? Are we with each other? Amen. So first he tells us, so now we're going to preach. You know, the Word of God says, and Jesus said, Mark 16, verse 15, he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. But I love this. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Everybody wants the hands to be laid on to get healed from being sick, but it comes with the sharing of the gospel. It comes with the expanding of the kingdom. When God's expanded his kingdom, he's all in it. Amen? So as we're looking for people to be healed and saved and redeemed and delivered, we've got to continually be expanding the kingdom and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in Acts chapter 17, verse number 3, Paul's at Thessalonica, and he says in verse 3, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means Messiah, but it also means the anointed, the anointing. We can't preach Jesus without preaching Christ, because Christ is the anointing that destroys every yoke. So we can't leave out the Christ part, the anointing. Amen? You know, when I was looking at that, he takes me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 5, he says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, when I was looking at that, it was kind of interesting in Matthew chapter 16. And Matthew 16, in the account with Peter and Jesus. Verse number 13. The Bible says this. He said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, and or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. You see, Jesus walked on the earth as Jesus. But when he was crucified and arose from the dead, he became the Christ. He became the living God. He became the anointing. He became the anointing that destroys every yoke. Amen. I don't know about you, but I serve an anointed one. And because I serve an anointed one, I have an anointing. Because you serve the anointed one, you have an anointing. Every one of us has a measure of faith. Don't minimize what God can do in your life. Recognize that greater is he that is in you. Amen. That he says, you're not going to preach to anybody. You got to reach them to preach to them. But what we're preaching is Jesus. Amen. Here's one of the other things he was speaking to my heart about. He was speaking to my heart about, you reach them, you preach to them, but you also have to teach them. We have to be discipled. Nobody comes to Jesus on a day and gets there. Now, There's one in the Bible, the thief that was on the cross of Calvary that repented. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. But he didn't have a chance to get off the cross. Amen. So in other words, Jesus said this. In Matthew 28, Jesus said this. He said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I've commanded thee. And lo, I am with thee even till the end of the world. Amen. So in other words, we're going to reach people, but we have to preach the gospel, but we also have to teach them. Amen. I love what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 15. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. Truly, most of the time, you only have three fathers. You have your earthly father, you have your heavenly father, and you have your father that birthed you into the kingdom of God. If it was a father, if it was a man, that would be the three fathers. And the Apostle Paul is saying that though you are instructors, you have not many fathers, for in Jesus Christ I have begotten you through the gospel. He said, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. He said, and then he says this. And verse 17, he said, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you in the remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach in everywhere in every place. In other words, we're raising up disciples to be teachers also. Amen? It's just like around this country. Well, actually, the 17th of this month, My son and his wife are for Grace Covenant. They're opening up Grace Covenant East, and my son and his wife's going to be a pastor there. Well, I'm not only his physical father, but I also led him to Jesus. So I got to be his spiritual father on earth too, and he has a heavenly father. But he's going to take what he's learned and he's going to share it with others, and that's expansion of the kingdom. Now, as a daddy, be honest with you, I would rather have my son working with me. But the Lord says he is working with me because we're all in the same business. We're all in the kingdom business. And God's speaking to some people. I'm going to go to the website right now. And I'm going to speak to the website because the Holy Spirit says to say this, and I want to say it. Many have been sent out from here, and many just went. And the ones that just went that aren't flowing and operating in the anointing of God, they get to come back to their house until God sends them and not just go. When God sends you, there's an anointing that goes with it. There's a flow that goes with it. Amen? And that's what the Apostle Paul said. Hey, you may have all kinds of instructors all around the world. You may have all kinds of preachers and teachers, but you only have one spiritual daddy. I'm the one that begat you into the kingdom of God. I'm the one that is going to help lead and guide you and direct you in the steps of righteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, let me close this down. The Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy, remember, he led Timothy, he trained Timothy up. Timothy was his student. And verse number 1, he says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to the faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the Lord just constantly reminds me, he never told me it was going to be easy. He never said this was going to be an easy fight. But he said, son, fight the good fight of faith. Lay a hold of eternal life where thou call and profess a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. So God's called us all to be a part of the kingdom. Amen. And some of you might be not as vocal as your pastor, but that's okay. Amen. Not many people are as soft-spoken as I am. Ha ha. But there's people that I can reach. And then there's people who say, man, that guy's a little harder for me. Right? And it takes all kinds to make it work. And every last one is important. God wants you to understand something today, how valuable you are to him. No matter where you've been, where you've gone, no matter what you've done, God is here. That he loves you. And he hasn't changed his mind concerning you. Amen? That he called you and he set you apart for such a time as now. If it wasn't for a time such as now, you wouldn't be in this atmosphere right now. God's just reminding you of the call that's on your life. And the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am God and I change not. Amen. So as I was drifting off, running my own way, all of a sudden he got a hold of me. How many know you had to get to the bottom of the barrel sometimes before you come out? The prodigal had to get to his place where he saw it was better with his daddy. Amen. So in closing today in Acts chapter 5, the Bible says that they gathered daily in the temple in every house and ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. I think it's so important. I think what the Lord wants to get in our hearts today, that it isn't just about Jesus. It's about the Christ. Christos, the anointing. The anointed one. When I received Jesus and I received Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God came into me and I have the anointing. The Christos, the anointing of God. You have the anointing of God. And some of you that have received Jesus, the anointing's been kind of buried under some rubble. You really haven't got revelation and understanding of the one that's in you yet. And we're all on a journey. Amen? Amen. So whether you're here or whether you're there, God is no respecter of persons. Amen? He wants to pour out a fresh measure to everyone that's in the room today. Amen? I don't know about you. I need a fresh measure. Well, Pastor, you do this and you do that. Yeah. But now that I'm going to another level, I'm facing another devil. There's darkness and there's battles all around us. And I need more. I don't know about you, but I need more. And when I get to the place where I look down the line, I'm in trouble. And that's where the adversary comes in, because God's telling us all today, we're all on a journey. But he has a plan. Strength. He has plans for you. His plans for good and not for evil. Plans to be whole.
Everything I
need. I love you, Dad. That gets
me excited. Every need I have is found in you.
Man, I get all excited. What God has delivered me from, and the bondage that God brought me out of, and the freedom that came to my life, and the freedom that followed down to my children's life, I can't help but give God some praise. I don't know about you, but God knows
something.
Man, how long was that like that? Well, I'm sure it's loud enough for the mic to get it. Thank you, darling. So where were we? Oh, yeah, we're in closing. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1. The Word of God says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen? I don't know about you, but he's been truly faithful to me. And there's many areas in your life where you might even not have revelation, but he's really been faithful to you. And the Bible says that he says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm God, I change not. He says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. No matter what the doctor says, it's what the Father says. It's what the Father says. And I'm going to hold on to his word, because all the promises in him are, and God are yes and amen in him. So I'm holding on to his word. Whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. So in closing, what is the Lord saying? I probably went closing 3-4 times. What he's closing is saying is God's called us and has anointed us to reach out, to preach the good news. Man, the gospel is good news. Hey, man. How many can help when you have something, you get some kind of breakthrough, or so you have some financial breakthrough, can't help but shout about it or tell somebody about something good that's happened to you? Come on. What has God done for you? Can we shout and give him some praise in the house? Hallelujah. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. He's called us to reach this world with the